Hi, this is show creator and producer Theo Oberstoff, and we have now made available at our website, thearctoschronicles.net, the option to drop a buck in our tip jar via a really great instrument for this called Buy Me a Coffee. It doesn't require any membership or anything like that, not like Patreon. And you can leave comments or questions there as well and see what other fans of the show have to say. At any rate, consider that, but remember that, as promised, the Arctos Chronicles will never be a pay-to-play entertainment venue. It will always be a free-to-listen show, just to lift one another up and have a good time. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Arctos Chronicles.
It's about the time that we take to be clear. That is to see clearly.
In this week's edition, we find ourselves back in the spring of 1978, a small Seattle borough, and the apartment of those young friends Mike Thunder and Joe Schimmel.
Can we turn this down a few hundred decibels? And what have I told you two lovebirds about unchaperoned rendezvous at the Thunder Schimmel Dive?
Welcome home, Mike.
Hey, Mikey.
Hi, Dolores. Can you tell the weatherman to come up for air?
Hey, come up for air, weatherman.
Hey, Mikey. Did you know that Dolores' earlobes are connected? I just learned that.
I don't see how you two can stand that sofa. It came with the apartment. You two want to join me for some cards at the table here?
Sure, with a quick stop at the fridge. Big R in the jaw, Mikey? Dolores?
You brought home Rainier beer again? That stuff will...
Will not bust the bank, my friend. Big R in the jar? Dolores? Mikey? Come on, Dolores! We're celebrating, right?
Fine, Joey. Bring me your swill champagne.
Wait. What's going on here? What are you two celebrating?
Tell you what, my friend. Let's let Dolores shuffle the cards. Hand her the deck there.
Well, sure. But I don't... Hey.
Oh, you're a bright one, Mikey Thunder. That was fast.
Here, let me get a good look at that ring.
Ta-da! How about that, my friend? How about that?
This is really huge. Let's call out for a pizza before we deal up.
Oh yes, very huge. First big R in the jar and now pizza. It's like a fairy tale.
Patron one and patron two, welcome to my humble pub. Oi, boys, make way. Clear the space for these two friends. It's about time we get a little class in the place.
Well, thank you most kindly, Entrepreneur McCoy.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Sean.
Entrepreneur? Mr. Sean? What such formalities? We're all family here. Tilly, my love, grab a couple of menus for our family here.
Patron one, I hate to say it, but Miss Tilly looks absolutely terrible.
Patron two, I'm shocked. Nay, appalled. That is so catty of you.
I didn't mean it that way. She looks so sad that she appears withered.
Oh, that! Didn't you hear? Pavel Pavlovich commanded his son Ivan to marry another girl, and young Ivan agreed. Miss Tilly is devastated.
The poor dear.
And for the record, Patron Two, you are every woman in the world to me.
Good morning, my lovelies.
Blake Easy in for Mike Thunder, who's attending to the Schimmel situation at the Barrow Memorial Hospital. You know, peoples of Tynopolis, there are so many important lessons to learn from these situations. Such times are terrible, beyond a doubt. But if we can rise up, not after, but actually right smack dab in the middle of such times, and harness better angels, then we have rushed in where even angels fear to tread. Case in point, babies, yours truly, Blake Easy. You have been privy to my own struggles, but before I could truly work through my troubles, this new tide of tragedy was upon us all. I feel a certain power, a strength, coursing through my soul, just sitting in here for Mike Thunder. What am I saying, lovelies? I'm saying, put others first. Place the interests of others ahead of your own, and you will discover not only strength, but you will discover that you are cared for as well. It's an ancient notion, really, but isn't it exactly what we all need to hear in this time and in this moment? It is truly a groovy groove that we can all swing to for sure. Think about that, children, as I rock you all into this solid number. Not the Sled Dogs, but a number from the home band of a neighboring village, because putting others first is exactly what we're digging right this minute.
And now we introduce you all to a favorite character, a resident of Tyna, Woof the Sea Otter. Since Woof can't really articulate his story in English, let alone Inupiat, let's hear about our beloved Woof from some other citizens of Tynatown. First up is Tyna's Sheriff Hazy and Deputy Lazy.
Hi, Woof.
There he is.
There's a good boy, Woof.
How's about half my fish sandwich, buddy?
Mm-mm.
Woof says he appreciates the offer, but cooked fish isn't really his niche. He does, however, remind the sheriff that the local cop shop is his favorite stop. A fond farewell, and Woof is off to the next stop on his daily routine.
So long, Woof.
Don't be a stranger.
Let us know if you spy anything amiss.
Director's Notes. 700 years following the Great Deluge, aka Noah's Flood, a prince among the Babylonians in the land of Shinar commanded that a great pagan tower or gate be built. It was to function as all idols function, as an instrument to bring down a god and entrap his or her presence and power locally. The difference in this case was the great prince Nimrod sought to bring down the Hebrew god called Yahweh, that the people might use his power as their own. The attempt backfired when Yahweh did descend, but destroyed the demon gate, disrupted the language of all people into many languages, and divided the peoples according to angelic and demonic principalities. Some of these beings were the dismembered souls of demonized humans, the Nephilim, also called giants. At that time, the earth was huge and unexplored. Some of the celestial beings were sent to areas of the earth that would not be inhabited for an exceptionally long time. Some of these domains existed in what would one day be called the New World. Camera angle. We are looking down upon the 1955 storm which engulfed Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. We behold the flooded canals and the myriad swamp docks, ramps, and houses. Standing above one such situation is Nicholas of Arctos. He is calling out to the doomed parents of Michelle, asking them to secure the boy and allow him to be hoisted to safety. Even as Nicholas rescues the boy, we spot the sudden and disturbing movement of an inky black wraith. It is one of the disembodied Nephilim. He was one of the very same spirits who fell at Nimrod's demon gate. And when the great scattering took place, he was placed here along the Gulf Coast. As Nicholas moved along the path to safety, shielding little Michelle in his arms, the shadow of the wraith began moving in to steal the soul of the child if possible. At devastating moments such as these, souls can be especially vulnerable. Like a lioness moving in on the weakest member of a herd, this vile spirit was moving in on little Michelle. However, before he could pounce, Nicholas whisked the child to New Orleans, and in the waiting area of social services, Nicholas bent on one knee to speak with little Michelle.
Dear boy, I am sorry for what must happen. You have a long road ahead of you. The Creator of all things has works for you to perform. This terrible situation has left you far too vulnerable. I know. You're only a small child. I know my words mean nothing to you, but do receive the spirit of my message. I am going to take your childhood with me and preserve it in a land where nothing rusts nor breaks, where nothing bad ever happens. And when you are ready, and oh, sweet little boy, you will be ready, I will return to you, and I will heal you, and you will do great things.
Nicholas, perceiving that the disembodied Nephilim is drawing nearer every moment, holds one of Michelle's hands in his own and places the palm of his other hand along the side of the boy's face as if to caress and calm the child. But suddenly, a second Michelle is standing at Nicholas's side. The two boys stare with wonder into one another's countenances only for a moment before the social workers come to take the one boy, unaware that the second boy is even present. Nicholas utters a blessing after Michelle as he is led away.
Agias pateras, prostatipste kai deateristeton. Amen. Irene technon. Irene, Michelle.
Woof stops next at the establishment of the nicest lady he knows, Dinah, the cafe owner. She has a dish of warm cream for the world's greatest sea otter any day of the week.
Woof, darling, get yourself round back to the kitchen door and I'll get you a little dish of cream.
I'm calling it. Time of death, 9:05 p.m. I'll tell her husband. Mr. Schimmel. I'm sorry. It's your wife, Mrs. Schimmel. She didn't.
Hi, Tana.
Good morning, Arctos.
A little short-staffed here, Sheriff Heisey.
And Deputy Lazy, filling in for the very voice of Arctos.
Mike Thunder! We're not going to insult the Sultan of AM modulation.
By trying to copy his presentation.
No, sir.
But we will maintain his classic rock motif.
Yes, sir.
With just a little touch of rap.
No rap!
Just of what we classic rockers would call rap.
For instance.
Warning to all you sensitive types.
Did you say easily?
Easily offended types.
Woke up, little Susie.
This is not your Berkeley safe space.
No, sir.
This is the final frontier.
You want serenity.
Check out them endless slopes of pristine white.
The land of eternal snow and ice.
LOL. Yep. How about them examples of classic rock rap?
One for the playlist right here.
I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie.
And how about...
Yes, I'm turning to stone, cause you ain't coming home, why ain't you coming home? If I'm turning to stone, you've been gone for so long, and I can't carry on. Yes, I'm turning to stone.
And definitely our all-time favorite.
Rock and roll rap.
It's a rap.
It's a rap.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady. Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire. No commotion, poker, passion, deeper purpose, that is.
Life is a rock.
Good morning, Tina. Mike Thunder here, KARC The Circle, and we've been playing the song Exercising Ghost, and today we got a treat for you. It is the singer-songwriter John Pecari telling us all about his album Exercising Ghost, and of course the single everybody has been calling about. John, welcome to Tina.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, tell us about this song. Everyone has been requesting it. Everyone loves it. It's a wonderful tune, and people have been asking me to have you on the air to talk about it. So tell us the story behind the song.
All right. Well, what happened was I was reading this book by a guy named Mike Yonkinelli called Messy Spirituality, and some of the themes in the book really, really struck true to me. And one of the things that I started thinking about is how when you're in the church for years, you start to notice things that were made up by men and not things that came from God. And they kind of get in the way. And so I started thinking about the only way I can get back to God in like true faith is to exercise all of these things out of my life. And that's kind of in a nutshell where the song came from.
Excellent. That sounds like the reason that everyone is relating to the song. Mm-hmm. So the whole album is really good. Is the entire album have the same theme?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, to put it in a weird kind of way, it's a circular record because it kind of, when you get to the end, it kind of goes back to the beginning again. And the themes are all about life and relationship with God, so...
It's a fantastic album, well-produced, well-written, and you can tell the songs were well thought out. So we're looking forward to the next single from that album. And I also heard that you have another album in the works. You're starting some pre-production on that. Is that the case?
That is true. Rob Watson and I are in pre-production for the next album and hope to get that out by the end of the year.
Excellent. What is the theme, if you don't mind telling us, of the new record?
Well, the next record's going to be called Faith, Hope, and Love. And it's going to be exploring all themes of those three words, like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Excellent. So the sound of the Exercising Ghost records was, I would say, a modern rock sound, although I think you labeled it as classic rock. Mm-hmm. What sound should we expect from the new record?
It's going to be more of the same, maybe a little bit harder than the last record, but pretty much the same vein.
Excellent. And the songs that are on the record, are they all new songs that you've written for the record, or sometimes have old songs resurfaced that you've written that you thought, hey, maybe these would fit in really nicely on this record as well?
Right. Great question. Usually the way I go about it is that when I have a theme for a record, it doesn't matter if it's an older song or a brand new song. It's all about the theme of the record. So yeah, there will be some older songs on it. And I'm sure there'll be some songs that I haven't even written yet. Because when we did Exercising Ghosts, we were just about done with the album when I wrote that song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had like a couple other songs that didn't show up on the album. But we were almost done. And one day I woke up and I wrote Exercising Ghosts in about 15 minutes. And I'm all, you know, Rob, what do you think about this? And he's all, yeah, we got to finish that one. And so that's how that came about. So you never know.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, and it's not only the single, it's also the beginning, the first track on the record that's kind of sets the tone.
Yep.
I guess sometimes maybe it takes getting some of the record done to get maybe a clearer focus. And then that songs like that can just kind of pop out like, okay, this is where we're going and this is what needs to happen next.
Absolutely. You never know where or when inspiration is going to show up. So
that's for sure.
You just have to be open to it.
Absolutely. So you mentioned working with Rob Watson. Do you mind telling us who some of your influences are?
Some of my influences? The Beatles, Daniel Amos, of course. There's everybody, really. I love all music. Stevie Wonder. Anybody you can think of, probably.
You mentioned Daniel Amos, and Terry Taylor, lead singer for Daniel Amos and chief songwriter, is a friend of Tina and KARC also, and we've had him on the show previously. And if people don't know the connection here, Rob Watson is the keyboard player for Daniel Amos as well. So there's definitely some connections there with that genre of music and what people are into up here at KARC, and I know we get all excited when we get some music from this circle that comes up to our circle, KARC. So do you plan on doing any shows, if that's possible, up here
in
China?
I'd love to. Absolutely. It all depends if it could be worked out, but I'll play anywhere and everywhere.
Excellent.
Everywhere.
Excellent. So let me ask about the playing and the performing on mm-hmm. Exorcising Ghosts. You're playing guitar, singing, of course, and are you playing bass? I'm always curious about who's playing what.
I'm playing bass, I'm playing guitar, and I even play a little bit of keyboards on it.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And when you work with another producer, when someone else is co-producing, what sort of input do they have? What impact do they have? Do they push you to say, hey, try some harmonies here, or let's try something different, or... How does that process work, at least
with me and Rob, because we're friends, it's growing out of our friendship. And so, you know, a lot of respect for each other. And, you know, he'll ask me, you know, what do I envision for the song? And I'll tell him. And then he kind of, a lot of times, becomes like a dream realizer. And because he's just really good at what he does. And there were actually a couple times when we were making the record where I had to go do something, and I came back and he played something for me, and I'm all, oh, no.
Oh, really?
But I mean, it's because it wasn't my original vision, right?
Right.
And he's all, well, why don't you just give it a minute and listen to it a couple more times? And I did. And you know what? One of them we kept and the other one we changed, but you know, it's all about dialogue and having an open mind.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to hearing the new single from new record.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Great talking with you.
Close my eyes so I might see. Exorcising ghosts. Exorcising ghosts. Away the land. come learn to know. Close my eyes so I might see. Exercise in ghosts.